All right, welcome everybody to another episode of Lotus Launch Podcast. I'm super excited about our guest today, Matt McGee. Oh my gosh, we were chatting a little bit before the show. Our worlds have just literally, physically circled, and we've lived in similar towns nearby each other. We've worked in industries in the marketing and online SEO space and ad space for a long time together. We've been at conferences and maybe run into each other, but like to get a chance to sit down and chat with someone who is truly a legend in the online space is such a treat. I know, you had no idea. You've been elevated to legends. Well, you know, I used to always hate, like, don't call me an expert because it just feels weird. But legend, I think I'm going to just start that. I'm going to start making sure that people know when they're legends.
Okay.
You can put that on your badge next time you go to a conference. Somebody said I was a legend. But anyway, so Matt, can you introduce yourself real fast and let people know kind of what you're up to and where you come from?
Sure. I appreciate it, Jabez. Thanks for having me on the show. Matt McGee, I have been doing SEO for 20 plus years. And more recently, where real estate is concerned, my wife's been a real estate agent since 2004. I started helping her as her marketing director around 2017, because I just left search engine land at that point. She was a solo agent thinking about forming a team. So I said, look, why don't I come help you do that? Like, let's put some marketing processes and systems in place. And so my dad was a real estate agent for 50 years. So I've been around real estate my whole life, been around marketing the last 20, 30 years or so. And they just collided in the last, like I said, since about 2017 when I started helping my wife as her marketing director. So yeah,
that's kind awesome.
Of a quick background.
Yeah, and something we've chatted about that I think is interesting, and I read about this a lot when I'm in those, you know, online forums and Facebook groups and everything, and I'm talking to agents and I'm at brokerages having conversations with agents, and everybody's like, first off, everybody's, where do I get leads? If that's gotta be the number one question, which makes sense. I get it. Everybody wants more leads or higher quality leads. And number two, a lot of people say, well, where are you spending your money? And I would add on to that your time. And so I think what's interesting is that you and your wife used to spend on like Zillow ads and Google ads, and didn't you were involved in the online space in regard business wise.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We had both feed, so like I said, 2017 she was forming her team and brought me on, brought a transaction coordinator on, added a couple agents, and so you know, if you're in real estate, you know that when you're a team leader and you have agents, you need to be feeding them leads. So like they need to be kept busy and given things to do and start working the leads and the whole nine yards. So we dove in. We started buying zip codes on Zillow. We started buying zip codes on Realtor.com. We were running Google PPC ads for a while, doing Facebook ads, you know, as well. So really all of that was part of the original we need leads kind of desperation I get. We didn't have great follow-up systems in place at the time, so that was one of the things I was tasked with. And so we kind of developed that as well, you know, like here's going to be, you know, a 7-day blitz or a 10-day blitz and let's, you know, lead comes in and here's everything you do, right? So we developed all that as well. But at the same time, you know, as you said, you know, you and I come from similar backgrounds and my background's all in SEO. And so my wife had been, you know, she's had a website since 2004, 2005 when she first got in real estate. But there was never really like a plan or a system. She would blog and she, you know, post content and put listings for sale and had his IDX and, you know, just kind of all the checkbox. Yeah, like checkbox marketing for your real estate website kind of stuff. And I was like, why don't we focus on this? Because that's my background. And I think I have an idea on how you can start to get leads, more leads from your website. So we started making the blog her priority and put a system in place on like, let's not just write for the sake of writing, but let's write things that answer buyers and sellers' questions. What a novel concept. Right? And so, you know, our articles started ranking higher and higher in Google, and we started bringing in, you know, buyers and sellers that were looking to do business here in the Tri-Cities. And so it got to the point, like, I think it was early 2019, where her website was so successful and we were getting so many leads from that we said, look, and the online leads were not as successful, in part because the follow-up wasn't great. I mean, I don't want to, you know, like, just pour, you know, bad news sure. On all on. If you have great follow-up, online leads can certainly work. But we weren't great at that. And so we were spending a lot of money. The lead quality wasn't great. The follow-up wasn't great. So we said, let's just stop spending all this money. So we dropped 2019. We dropped Zillow. We dropped Realtor.com. We dropped Google Pay-Per-Click. We still, and to this day, still do Facebook ads for only for her listings, though. So if she has a new listing that hits the market, if it doesn't sell in the first week or two, then we'll start running Facebook ads to attract leads and all that sort of stuff. But that's really the only it's really the only paid ads we do now. Everything else is all organic through her website and through a little bit of social media as well.
Yeah, and I think it's important because you have the experience of doing the paid ads. And I appreciate you saying like, hey, look, we admittedly could have followed up a little bit better early on. We started to build a follow-up system, but we realized maybe in that process and at the same time that the paid ads weren't as necessary. So it's not that you can't be successful with paid ads. That's not at all what the conversation's about. Right. It's that there's alternatives to paid ads.
Right.
And that's kind of where SEO comes in. And I don't know that everybody... A lot of people have heard the term SEO, but I don't think people really know what it is. Maybe you can explain to us real fast and the listeners, what is SEO?
Sure. SEO stands for search engine optimization, which is a bad name because you're not actually optimizing the search engine. You're optimizing your website so that search engines, primarily Google, because Google has, 90% of the market at this point, primarily so that your website, the content on your website, will rank highly in Google search results so that when someone types Kennewick, Washington real estate agent, or best realtors near me, or cost of living Kennewick, Washington, or pros and cons of living in Kennewick, Washington, right? All those things that buyers and sellers do go to Google to search, you want your website to be found. And so that's what search engine optimization is. It's all the stuff you do to help yourself get found on Google.
Yeah, and search marketing is important because the user intent at the time they're using Google, right, is so valuable because they're there looking for an answer, which means they're further along probably in the process, but maybe haven't gotten to the point of hiring an agent yet. And so it puts you into a good position if you can put your content and face and website up in front of them. So let's talk about some of those components. So you make this decision, you've had a website for a long time, which is awesome, you've decided, we're going to focus in on some content marketing and we're going to work on that, the SEO side of that content marketing, trying to get some of those long tail keywords, phrases, which are, when users type in more than like two words into the search engine. What were your first couple of steps? Like, what did you decide to do?
So I think the first couple steps was just all the like the blocking and tackling kind of stuff, like the real basics, like let's make sure that the website is optimized for simple terms like Kennewick, Washington real estate agent, Tri-Cities, Washington real estate agent. We're kind of in a funny area. You're familiar with the area. So Kennewick, Pasco, Richland are the Tri-Cities. Technically, there's seven cities in the Tri-Cities. So we kind of have some geographical challenges in terms of doing content and ranking. But that's where we started, was like, let's just take care of the fundamentals, the blocking and tackling. Let's make sure the homepage is optimized for Kennewick, Washington real estate agent, Tri-Cities, Washington real estate agent. Let's make sure the IDX is optimized for things that buyers would search for, which is Kennewick homes for sale, Kennewick real estate, Richland real estate, homes for sale in Richland, right? So like those are all the types of keywords that your IDX is typically going to rank for. And then sort of, I guess, like the third layer was, all right, let's start with the blog and let's start using the blog to answer questions. Like, I'm a big believer that the best marketing you can do is to solve people's problems and answer their questions. And it's especially true in real estate because, like, agents know real estate like the back of their hand, right? But regular folks have no idea how this works. Listen, I've been married to her. My dad was a real estate agent. My sister was a real estate agent. I'm married to a real estate agent. The first time Carrie and I bought a house, she said, all right, we need to come up with some earnest money. How much do you want to put down? And I'm like, what in the name of God is earnest money? And I've had, right, like, people don't know this stuff. They have so many questions. And so I was like, we need to start answering those questions on your blog. So that was sort of like the third prong of it. So homepage and basic keywords, and then IDX and optimizing that, and then third stage would be the blog. And then at the same time, you know, there's what is now called your Google Business Profile. It used to be, what did it used to be? Google My Business.
My Business, yeah.
Yeah, it used to have like three or four different names. So that was obviously part of it too, because when somebody goes to Google and like this is one thing that a lot of agents miss out on. There's a lot of referrals going back and forth, right, in the real estate industry. Mm-hmm. So if you said to me, let's pretend my wife's not a real estate agent. If you said to me, hey, Matt, I'm thinking about moving to the Tri-Cities. Do you have any good real estate agents? And I would list, you know, Sally Jones and John Smith and whatever. I'd give you these names. The first thing you're probably going to do is go to Google and type their name in, right?
Totally.
And so it's really important that a real estate agent, like, knows what people are seeing when they type their name in. And that's one of the areas where a Google Business Profile comes in really strong, because your profile should be very visible when they type your name into Google. So it was kind of like that four-prong kind of thing that we did.
Yeah, so your owning of the Google real estate, that page one, page two, yep. It depends on what the search is delivering to you. It might be one long page, running page with a load more. But owning as many of those links in the Google search is one area we'll talk about here in a second, because that's a super important area, and there's lots of things that you need to do to make that a reality. a couple things I want to touch on here. When you talk about optimizing your website for geographic location, what are a couple of things that agents need to be aware of if they're thinking about making sure their website is properly geo-located or properly geotagged or properly showing up, or at least telling the search engines, hey, this is where I'm located?
Yeah, so one of the things is understanding how people search. In our area, people search, you know, I talked about that, the confusion over, it's called the Tri-Cities, there's three, but there's actually seven cities. So just based on keyword research, you know, we found that people generally type either Tri-Cities Real Estate or Kennewick or Pasco or Richland. The other cities, people aren't as interested in. So we knew that that was where we wanted to optimize, because it's really important to understand how buyers and sellers search. Now, in other parts of the country, search is more based on counties than it is on cities. And so if you live in an area where people either want to live in this county or that county, then that's how you want to optimize your website. So it's important to sort of understand, and you can do some keyword research, and, you know, I would go to Google and you know, are people searching? What comes up if they search by city? What comes up if they search by county? Ask your clients, like, how did they find you? And if they, you know, I found you on Google, well, what did you type in? If you have a website and it has analytics set up, you might be able to get, if Google Search Console, you might be able to get some of the keywords that people are finding your website for. So it's important to know how people search first and foremost, just based on, like, what that geography is. And I'll say this too, this is, it's really not complicated, because, like, I've been working with a client. They are a brokerage back in Connecticut. They sort of, they're like right in the center of the state too. So Connecticut's pretty small. They kind of cover the whole state, which is the first time I've ever dealt with a client where the entire state is their geography.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are we really going to optimize for Connecticut real estate instead of, like, your city or your, and they're like, yeah, let's do that. So we started doing that. We just started touching their website about a month or so ago. And already within the first month, by just adding the phrase Connecticut real estate and putting Connecticut here and putting Connecticut there, and just some real simple, basic optimizations to the homepage. And I think we did about four or five other pages in the first run. They went from, like, having almost no search visibility to having a couple terms where they're in the top three. They went from, like, I think, like, 15, ranking for like 15 terms to ranking for almost 40. So just, like, really simple, tiny little things can start to make, you know, like, can really start to take those baby steps, right? So
do you have on your website, or would you recommend? So in your area, I think it's interesting. I think a lot of people are in a similar situation. We are down here in the LA area where we have tons of cities, right? And, you know, it can be hard, I think, to know how to create a website that can reach those areas. Do you do a single page for Kennewick, single page for Richmond, single page for Pasco, or do you do one page with all three cities on it? Or how have you decided to tackle that problem?
Yeah, so on the homepage, on her homepage, we kind of, if you looked at her title tag, it says Kennewick, comma, Pasco, comma, Richland, Wah, real estate agent. So on the homepage, we're trying to hit all three. That's the page that has, you know, the most juice, the most authority. And then obviously in the IDX, you know, there's one section for Kennewick Homes. There's one section for Richland Homes. There's one section for Pasco Homes. Then there's also West Richland and the other cities as well. So that's sort of where we go on the city by city basis. And then in terms of content, it is like a constant, it's a constant sort of, I don't know if game is the right word, but constant sort of challenge. Like if you do a search for, is the Tri-Cities a good place to retire? She has a blog post that should come up number one for that. Yes. If you do a search for, is Kennewick a good place to retire? There's another agent in town who comes up number one for that. And her blog post, I think, is like number two or number three. So we have to constantly watch, like, how, you know, like which cities are we? And so like some of the content is specific for Richland or Kennewick or Pasco that's on her blog. And that's a constant. Yeah, that's that that like that's the constant challenge is how you do that with multiple cities. And in big, like in Los Angeles, right, where you are, you know, that would be, yeah, that would be like the SEO for an agent in Los Angeles would never run out of things to do, right?
No shortage here. You know, so it's, you can even go as micro as neighborhoods. So, you know, people should be thinking about this as, where do you farm? Where do you want to attract people? Where do you typically work from? You know, if you are in the Tri-Cities, are you really focused in on one of the Tri-Cities or one of the seven, or are you wanting to get all of them? So just be conscious of that as you're thinking about kind of your web presence and approaching how to kind of set some of this stuff up, making sure that that homepage is properly optimized for everything, because that is your number one source. And then as you branch off to other pages, and that's where a blog is a great example, is something super useful, or a resource center, however you want to phrase it on your website, where you can start to go after some more narrowed down geo-specific targets and more specific topics. So you can get into specific topics. From a SEO, like getting your website to rank better perspective, do you have a link strategy, or do you all just not believe in backlinks and think the content's gonna do the trick?
No, we absolutely have a link strategy, and to both external links or inbound links from other sites, and then also optimizing internal links, right? So which, as you know, having been around marketing for so long, highly underrated, underutilized, underappreciated. So when we write our monthly, you know, my wife does this monthly market update. Where she, you know, how many houses for sale, what the median sale price is, right? All the stats that a buyer or seller would need to know. And then when we start, when we start talking about the number of homes for sale in each town, you know, it'll list, you know, Kennewick, homes for sale in Kennewick, you know, 250 or whatever, homes for sale in Pasco, 200. So we'll use the, you know, that phrase, homes for sale in Kennewick, that's a good keyword, and we want our IDX to rank for that. So we'll use the internal link and point from the blog post to that IDX page where all the homes for sale in Kennewick are listed. So yes, internal linking, really huge. And then in terms of external linking, I have been, because of having a background in journalism, I kind of have an idea of what the media is looking for. And so we actually have a page on her site that lists all the media appearances. I think she's had, I want to say, 8 or 9 since 2017. And so the sort of like the big project that we did for link building was in 2019. We published a study that I think all agents will appreciate. It's called Zillow versus Reality, and I studied all of the closing prices, 532 homes that sold in the first half of 2019. What was the closing price versus what was the Zestimate? And you can go on the website, it's under the sellers or the buyers tab, and it says Zillow versus Reality. And anyway, this study found, just in the Tri-Cities, Zestimates are worse than they are nationally, worse than they are in Seattle and Portland and other businesses. And so we did a press release, and we put this whole study online, and we got coverage in the local TV, the local radio, the local newspaper. And all that sort of link building was like a huge, like we even had other real estate agents sharing it on their social media, because like Like you,
it's good for them, right? Because they want their clients to be educated just like anybody else.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Anytime you can, you know, enforce the value of a real estate agent over an automated home estimate, right? Like, that's super important. And so, and then we've continued that over the years. Like, during the pandemic, much like home prices went up across the nation, we had two times where we hit record high median prices here in the Tri-City. So again, we did press releases and sent them out to the local TV, and she did a couple TV interviews and got links from their website. So yeah, it's about the external link building is super, super important. And I fully believe that's one of the reasons why, you know, she has earned Google's trust, is she has those links from, you know, trusted media websites. So yeah, it's super important.
You said something so crucial right there. I want to make sure that we drive this point home to folks that are listening, is trust. And you're not just like you have to have trust with your clients. The search engine doesn't necessarily know who you are, especially when you're starting out or you've only been in the game for a few years. Your website's super new. They don't know if you're real, even real. They don't even know if you're a real business. And so you have to take steps that it signal the search engine that I am a real thing and my information matters. And there's a lot of things that the search engines use to determine that. How long do people stay on your website? Where do they come from? Where's the traffic come from? If it's all coming from India, Pakistan, Russia, other places that traffic can come from, you know, Belize, then it's not as valuable necessarily. Bounce rates, exit rates, but also links. Are other websites willing to say, I trust the content on this website enough to send a user from my website to your website? That's what that trust signal is. And that's why Google can say what they want about links not mattering, but they're full of crap. How could it not matter? Of course it would matter. And when Matt's talking about external links, what he's talking about is another website saying, I want to send traffic to your website. And I think that press is a great way to do it. Studies are a great way to do it. You know, clients who run businesses, if you can get them to link to your website, that's a great way to do it. You know, any way you can get creative around finding opportunities to get other people to link to you. If you have done press or you've done any sort of media appearance or any sort of award that you've won, go back and Google that award. Like, if you want a Business of the Year award or Torch award from the BBB or wherever, Google it, go find that webpage. If they are not linking to you, email them and ask them if they will have a link to your website.
Yeah.
Like, those are some of the low hanging fruit things that you can do.
Yep.
And then when you're ready, go do something like a study that other people can use. I think that what you and your wife did there is brilliant, and it's so powerful from a marketing perspective because it gets your name out there as a trusted advisor. Not just another agent, not just somebody who's, you know, yes, it's good for your SEO, but it's also just good for your brand yes, as a whole.
Absolutely.
So we touched on this earlier, and I want to make sure that we give it some space because it's a whole other part. There's your on-site optimization in trying to help people drive to your website. Then there is your online presence.
Yeah, there is a lot to it. So the easiest way to get a hold of me is to go through my website. It's SEOSavvyAgent.com. My email address is on there. It's matt@SEOSavvyAgent.com. There's information about my real estate course. There's information about consulting. There's information about my weekly newsletter. There's all my social media links. I think on all the platforms, I'm SEO Savvy Agent. I think I am. There's no com or anything like that. So Twitter/X, Instagram, Facebook, the whole nine yards. If you just do a search for Matt McGee or SEO Savvy Agent, if I'm good at what I do, I should come up.
Well, tell you what. We will link to you from this episode in our website to you.